Welcome to another edition of A Sensible Future, the podcast for students for sensible drug policy. I'm Russ Belville, and you can learn more about SSDP at ssdp.org. Joining us today, we have Ken Seligson and Aaron Ash. They are two law students at the Golden Gate University School of Law SSDP chapter. Ken and Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for having us.
So this is interesting to me because I've dealt with a lot of SSDP chapters throughout the nation and around the world, and it seems recently there's been a few of these that have been formed at law schools. Tell us about your law school chapter and how that might differ from a standard SSDP chapter.
Well, we started the organization in 2015 at Golden Gate University. There hadn't been a Students for Sensible Drug Policy presence on our campus for a few years, at least 3 years. And I think when law students, you know, tackle an issue, and, you know, obviously law students are very busy, and I don't think undergraduates have the same type of work requirements that law students do. But I think when law students look at an issue and try and, you know, attack an issue, dissect the issue, and analyze the issue, our training kind of comes in at that point. And we bring a different perspective, a unique perspective. We're a bit older than the undergrad students, especially at Golden Gate University, which is ranked as a top adult learning law school in the country. So I think it really has to do with, you know, our age experience, and then also the ability for us to look at an issue, dissect the issue, and then, you know, come up with unique ways to solve an issue.
Would it be safe to say with the SSDP chapter at law school, you guys get a little wonkier than your standard chapter as far as getting into policy discussions and such?
Yes, definitely. We get a little wonkier. We definitely engage local politicians to try to change ordinances and affect laws. And then also we engage with the criminal justice system because a lot of us have internships and interact with attorneys who are directly working in the court system. So we're really able to affect individuals' lives and the system overall because we have access to the court system.
Well, you also have a great location, Golden Gate University, of course, being in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area being the epicenter of marijuana law reform. Of course, the now late Dennis Perone got his start there in the Bay Area with the whole medical marijuana, the medical marijuana issue. Tell us what it's like being there in San Francisco, in Golden Gate University, and does that allow you to move to, let's say, more advanced topics in drug reform than, say, a chapter in Kansas or Kentucky?
Well, definitely San Francisco is on the forefront of the medical marijuana movement. Rest in peace, Dennis Perone. This is Ken, and I had a great moment a few months back where I was able to meet Dennis and smoke a joint with him. You know, his ability to be the rebel and to push the boundaries, it was unique for that time, and now we want to carry on his goal and push towards, you know, legalizing nationally. Being located in downtown San Francisco definitely has its advantages, and I think that has the connections that we've created being in this location has definitely informed our policy and informed the discussions around our student organization. Because Students for Sensible Drug Policy is, their mission is to reform all drug laws, recognizing that the war on drugs has failed. But here in the Bay Area, our focus of our chapter, at least while I was running the organization, yesterday we had our elections for our new board, but was to focus on cannabis law reform and focus on educating the future attorneys in the Bay Area on how cannabis interacts with every different aspect of the legal industry. So if you're talking about tax, or you're talking about real estate, you're talking about intellectual property, all huge issues in the Bay Area, they all have implications for the cannabis industry. And legalizing is definitely going to, you know, have a giant impact on the careers of the law students in Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Are there special considerations when you, as law students aspiring to be, you know, future attorneys, are there special considerations with what you can and cannot say, what you can and cannot do? I know, like, some of the attorneys I've worked with, for example, can't counsel future marijuana businesses to do certain things that might be construed as being, you know, directing someone to break federal law, for example. Is that a consideration at the student activism level?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want the students that we're working with and mentoring to understand that. And it's great to have ethical mentors who can guide that discussion, because as a young attorney, a lot of these ethical issues and legal issues, they don't teach you in law school. They teach you contracts and they teach you torts. But it really takes experience and an understanding of the national, federal issues in order to advise clients. So one major area where we don't advise clients is on banking. You know, we recommend that our clients get an accountant and a bookkeeper, but, you know, really advising on, you know, where to keep your money, how to store your money, we can't advise on that. And clients will look at you and say, you know, why can't you tell me? And we can't tell you because that we'd be advising money laundering, basically. So it is more difficult. It's definitely something that we have on our mind when we're advising clients. But for law students, the ethical issues are some of the most important. They're the issues that are going to arise during your practice almost daily. So we definitely want to, you know, let our students know that this is a big issue. And really the goal is to change national policy so that we can allow people to, you know, so we can begin to advise people on these tricky federal issues.
Of course, as of January 1st, 2018, cannabis became legal for all adults 21 and older. But of course, many people going to school, maybe not the law school, but undergrad school, you know, are 18, 19, 20 year olds. How is that playing out in California? Are the universities starting to make some recognition of at least their older students' right to use cannabis? Or are they still pretty upset about it and trying to stop it?
Well, being a law school student for Central for Drug Policy, we're really trying to focus on how can we get law students involved. We're right now trying to bring a law clinic class to Golden Gate University. So what's going on at the undergrad level in California, I'm not in tune to. I'm from New York, moved out here 3 years ago to go to law school. So I can tell you that, you know, places like New York, they aren't, you know, trying to cope with the fact that students are consuming cannabis. You kind of turn a blind eye to it. And what that really leads to, the more you criminalize and the more you restrict, you know, the adult use of a substance, the more people are going to, one, abuse that, and two, not seek help because they're afraid. So coming from a place where cannabis is not legal to then living in a place where cannabis is legal, there's definitely more of a discussion going on around the topic. And I believe people in legal states have a better education and better knowledge of substances, specifically cannabis, if it's legal, than those people living in states where it's not.
How about Golden Gate University itself, its policies on cannabis use? I mean, do they equal up with alcohol for someone who's underage getting caught, for example?
So no one at our law school would be under the age of 21, most likely.
Okay.
Because you would have to finish your undergraduate degree before going to law school.
All right. So we got to wait for the Doogie Howser of law before we can answer that question, I suppose. Okay.
Exactly. But how is it treated? Is it treated similarly to alcohol? I would say it's still a taboo substance and subject. However, Golden Gate University is one of the most progressive law schools in the country. And we've found, Aaron and myself, that the faculty here are very receptive to bringing a cannabis curriculum to Golden Gate, to discussing the issues. So they don't shy away from it. So I would say that if cannabis policy and law is something that you're interested in, one of the best schools that you could go to have the freedom to express those opinions would be Golden Gate University.
Excellent. Now, tell us about some of the projects and issues you've been working on there at Golden Gate University SSDP.
Yeah, sure. So So as you may have heard, a few cities here in the Bay Area, San Francisco and Oakland specifically, passed equity programs. And basically what those programs do is they prioritize for licensing victims of the war on drugs, so communities that were most affected by the war on drugs. And here at Golden Gate University, what we're doing is we're setting up a few educational days where we're going to basically help these people who meet the equity criteria learn how to start a business. We're going to have attorneys here to help them tackle the legal issues that are related to starting a business, specifically a cannabis business. And then also the biggest step for a lot of these people is clearing their criminal records or reducing it. And that was a big thing that Prop 64 did as well, was allow people to reduce their cannabis convictions from a felony to a misdemeanor, or from a misdemeanor to an infraction. So one of the big movements we're having here is it's actually called the Record Expungement and Equity Awareness Day. We're going to have 2 days, one in March, one in April. And law students and attorneys are going to help people get their records expunged, fill out the expungement applications. So the law students get experience dealing with clients, and the clients, you know, get to this service that really changes their lives. So, and then we're going to go on and have a job fair later on in that day. And we actually have gotten a bunch of dispensaries in the Bay Area and other cannabis businesses to sponsor these events. So we're really kind of taking advantage of the rush of money that's coming into California and all the success, and using it to help those communities that have been most affected by the war on drugs.
And also, we are working on bringing a clinic class to Golden Gate. Now, the platform and outline for this program would be to identify those individuals who qualify as equity applicants. There's about six factors, which include the area you've lived, your income level, have you ever been arrested, and we are going to identify those individuals. And those who are wanting to begin to start a cannabis business in California, we will help them with the legal aspect of that. And then also, because Golden Gate University is a professional school, we also have a business program here. So they would also, the equity applicants would also work with our business program to help them strategize, put together their strategic planning, put together their business plans. And so we would receive funding from localities to then help these equity applicants get their businesses started.
These are some fantastic projects you've got put together, and the Golden Gate University SSDP chapter all a part of it. Do you guys have a Facebook or some contact if people are interested in some of these projects or getting involved with your chapter?
Yes. Yeah, so if you do want to get involved with our chapter at all, you can send me an email. It's ssdp.ggu@gmail.com. We are also going to have our events for the expungement clinic on Eventbrite. So in the next week or two, if you are a person who has been previously arrested in California for a marijuana charge, or any other drug charge, please check out the Eventbrite and RSVP for our expungement clinic. The reason we are hosting an expungement clinic is because normally who would perform this service is the public defender's office Monday through Friday. And we recognize that many of those people who have been arrested for marijuana charges or qualify as equity applicants are working during the week Monday through Friday. So our expungement clinic is going to be on a Saturday. And this will help, you know, increase the numbers of individuals who will be able to have their records expunged. We've heard numbers around 5,000 people have had their records expunged in California. We think that is just shameful, because I know for a fact that there are more than 5,000 people who have been arrested for cannabis crimes in the past 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame that this can't just be an automatically retroactive thing that just happens magically for everyone. I wonder why there's so much involved, but I guess that's why we have law school students to work all this stuff out for us. Ken and Aaron, before I let you go, I want to give you a chance if there's anything else that we didn't cover that maybe we'd like to let people know about.
No, I think, that's really what, we've been working on. Aaron and I have been working with this organization, which SSDP is, the best organization that I've ever been a part of. And it's also provided us a lot of opportunities. It's opened a lot of doors for us. So if anyone listening is at an undergraduate school or a law school, please start a Students for Sensible Drug Policy on your campus or join the existing Students for Sensible Drug Policy. There are tons of resources that the national organization provides to us. The regional conferences are incredible. And also it opens a lot of doors. And if you are passionate about changing drug policy, where can you start? And this is the advice that I received 3 years ago. You start with a student organization, you start advocating, you start bringing those people together who share your perspective and your point of view on what has gone wrong with the war on drugs and how do we solve it. If you're asking yourself, why are people still going to jail, in my state, why are, families being broken up because of drug abuse and drug use? Do something about it. And what you can do is join Students for Sensible Drug Policy, donate to your local Students for Sensible Drug Policy, because there's a lot of students out there who are fighting the good fight and working to reform these drug laws.
He's absolutely right. Get involved. You can find out more about the National Org at ssdp.org. And I can think of SSDP alumni. I know two that were chief petitioners to legalize marijuana in the states. I know one who's a Massachusetts marijuana regulator. So many of these SSDP alum have gone on to do such great things. The best marijuana journalist out there, Tom Angel, SSDP alum. Get involved, ssdp.org. Ken, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us here on the Marijuana Agenda. Appreciate your participation with A Sensible Future, and good luck with your future careers.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Laura.